الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أتل ما أوحي إليك من الكتاب وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرأيتم لو أن نهرا بباب أحدكم يغتسل منه كل يوم 5 مرات هل بقي من درنه شيء؟ قالوا: لا يبقى من درنه شيء. قال: فكذلك مثل الصلوات 5 يمحو الله بهن الخطايا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Well, my kiram, most respected elders and brothers, and also those listening over receivers, it is Hazrat Maulana's instruction that today we discuss regarding the fada'il and the virtues of salah. Indeed, we ourselves are not capable and not fit to be discussing any topic, but it is the instruction of Hazrat Maulana, and perhaps Hazrat Maulana's hope that by us discussing this topic, then we will be the first to heed and take lesson. Therefore, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allows each and every one of us to benefit from this discussion. Respected elders and brothers, if we look at the Quran Kareem, and if we look at the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then from the start of the Quran Sharif right till the end of the Quran Sharif, we will find ayat upon ayat, verses upon verses, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses salah, the establishment of salah, the importance of salah, the masail relating towards salah, the preparation of salah. Similarly, we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives warning regarding neglect for salah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the munafiqeen as those people who show neglect towards the salah. If we look at the start of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu, first page, Alif Lam Mim, Allah ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the Quran Kareem, the gist of these ayat, is that there is no doubt therein, and it is hidayat for the muttaqeen. And who are the muttaqeen? Those people who believe in the unseen and they establish their salah. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses other qualities, and He says that these are the successful ones. And then if we go right to the end of the Quran Kareem, amma para, فَوَيْأَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ Surah Ma'un, Allah ta'ala says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Destruction for the musalleen, those persons who perform salah. But which persons? الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Those people who are neglectful regarding their salah, unmindful regarding their salah. Other mufassirin mention wail is a valley in Jahannam. So this valley in Jahannam are for those people who are unmindful for their salah. Similarly, if we look at the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then so much emphasis and so much fada'il virtues regarding salah. If we look at the sahaba ikram, then in Tirmizi Sharif there is a narration wherein he records that kana ashabu Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam la yarawna shay'an min al-a'mal tarkuhu kufrun ghayra as-salah. That the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not regard any action, the leaving out of any action, any amal, as kufr, as tantamount to disbelief, except leaving out of salah. In other words, if a person left out salah, then in the eyes of the sahaba in kiram, that person was a kafir. It is mentioned that even a munafiq in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would not leave out salah. In one letter, Hazrat Umar Farooq, and we can gauge from this letter the importance of salah in the lives of the sahaba ikram. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an, when he was Amirul Mu'mineen, then we know that he ruled over a vast territory, a vast empire. And he was very, very firm in his rule. And we also know, studying history, that Islam spread very, very far during the rule of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. أَشَدُّهُمْ فِي أَمْرِ اللَّهِ عُمَرِ. When he came towards the Sharia and towards the matters of deen, then Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very, very firm, very, very harsh, very, very strict. So he writes a letter to his governors in the various provinces and countries. And we would think that a governor or a ruler writing to his governors, then there would be important things. How are you conducting your country? How are you running the administrative affairs? How is the police force? How is the military? But he writes, إِنَّ أَهَمَّ أُمُورِكُمْ عِنْدِي الصَّلَاةِ. That, oh my governors, in my opinion, your most important matter is salah. مَنْ حَفِظَهَا وَحَافَظَ عَلَيْهَا حَفِظَ دِينَهُ. That person who protects his salah, who safeguards his salah, and is mindful of his salah, then he has protected his whole deen. And if we look at the ayat of the Quran Sharif, we will see that when a person establishes salah, then his whole deen, all the aspects and departments of his deen become right. In one hadith Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, أول ما يحاسب به العبد يوم القيامة الصلاة. The first thing a believer will have to account for on the day of Qiyamah will be Salah. And that hadith further goes on to say that that person who is successful in his Salah, then all his other A'mal will be successful. He will pass in all his other A'mal. And if he fails with his Salah, then he will fail with all his other A'mal. Similarly, as Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala writes further, he says, وَمَنْ ضَيَّعَهَا فَهُوَ لِمَا سِوَاهَا أَضْيَعَ. And whoever destroys the Salah, is neglectful with the Salah, unmindful of the salah, then he will be more destructive and more unmindful in other affairs. Therefore, the Sahaba ikram, they based all their matters around salah. And if you look at Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has based Islam upon five pillars, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Bunyal Islam ala khams. Islam is, the foundation of Islam is laid upon five pillars, the first being that of Iman and then salah. As our one Ustad explained to us, that if you have a tent and if you have five pillars supporting this tent, you have a center pillar and you have four pillars on the side. The center pillar is your main pillar. If you remove the main center pillar, the whole tent will collapse. And if any of the other side pillars are removed, then eventually the tent will fall down, becomes very, very vulnerable. So in the same way, Iman is that center main pillar. If we do not have Iman, there is no Islam. And then, in order of importance comes salah. If our salah is very, very weak, or we do not have salah in our lives, then there is a great possibility that our whole iman, our whole Islam will be lost. In fact, there are many, many fuqaha who are of the opinion, Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmatullahi alayhi, Ishaq ibn Rahway, rahmatullahi alayhi, Abdullah ibn Mubarak and others, that are of the opinion that that person who leaves out salah intentionally, then he becomes a kafir. Of course, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi is a little milder in this masla, and he says that this person must be imprisoned and eventually made to read that salah. But we can see the importance of salah, that the entire Islam is based on this pillar of Islam. Now, if we look at the history of salah, then we know, those of us who have studied Mi'raj, then we know that Mi'raj came after the boycott, a while after the boycott, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam along with his clan were boycotted for 3 years. And in that period we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after he received his nubuwwat, he tried to propagate the deen of Islam, but they were persecuted, tortured. And thereafter he went to Taif again. He was brutally beaten up and stoned, injured. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with this mi'raj, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went physically towards Baytul Maqdis, and from there he went towards the seven heavens, and in each heaven he met the various anbiya. There are authentic narrations discussing these things. But we find that in this journey of Mi'raj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Jannat and Jahannam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the honor of conversing directly with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this journey, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presented Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the gift of salah. And thereafter we know the story that Rasulullah initially it was 50 salah, and thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam interceded, and finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought it down to 5. But he said that if your ummah performs these 5 salah, I will give them the reward of 50. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. Whoever does one good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies it 10 times. So a person performs 5 salah, but he gets the reward of 50 salah. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But from this incident of Mi'raj, we can see that salah is actually a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That now, just like how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the opportunity of traveling and meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, conversing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, coming into close contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, although to a lesser degree, every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has the opportunity 5 times a day to travel and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to converse with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an opportunity to be in close contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because salah is a mi'raj of a mu'min. So look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, respected elders and brothers, salah is not a burden. It is not a penalty. It is not a punishment. It is a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you look at salah, the virtues of salah, what a person gets for salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a beautiful example. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his teaching methodologies was of the highest caliber. And one of the ways in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the sahaba ikram is he would question them. And then he would give them an answer using examples so that they would understand very, very quickly. And it would have a greater effect in their hearts. So he asked the sahaba ikram, they tell me, أَرَأَيْتُمْ لَوْ أَنَّ نَهْرًا بِبَابِ أَحَدِكُمْ يَغْتَسِلُ مِنْهُ يَغْتَسِلُ فِيهِ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ 5 مَرَّاتٍ هَلْ بَقِيَ مِنْ دَرَنِهِ شَيْءٍ. That tell me, O my sahaba ikram, if one of you has a river flowing in front of his house, in front of his door, and daily he takes a bath and he washes in this clean water, will any dirt remain on his body? Sahaba ikram said, Ya Rasulullah, no dirt will remain on his body. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then said, similar is the example of 5 salah. That when a person performs 5 salah, يَمْحُ اللَّهُ بِهِنَّ الْخَطَايَا, Allah Ta'ala wipes out all his sins. Of course, sins being referred to here are the minor sins. That when a person commits minor sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes it out with the barakat of salah. Major sins, the condition for major sins to be wiped out, then tawbah and repentance is essential. Where a person expresses regret and remorse in his heart, he stops that sin and he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with salah wipes out the sins. In other ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the benefits of salah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. O believers, seek assistance. That when any difficulty afflicts you, any problems occurs in your life, every person has problems, some problem or the other. How should he solve his problem? The solution to your problem is sabr and salah. Exercising patience and turning towards salah. I was reading the other day a story of one of the sahaba ikram. And if we study the lives of the sahaba ikram, then we will find hidayah. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Ashabi kan nujum, bi ayyihim ihtadaytum, my sahaba are like guiding stars. Whichever one you will emulate, then you will find hidayah and guidance in their lives. The story of Hazrat Khubayb ibn Adi radiallahu anhu. After the battle of Badr, the Quraysh had great a desire or vengeance in their heart. It was burning inside their heart to take revenge. And if any sahaba ikram, they got hold of any sahaba ikram, they would torture him, and many of the sahaba ikram were executed. Amongst those sahaba ikram who were executed were Hazrat Khubayb ibn Adi radiallahu anhu. Just before he was being executed, they gave him his last wish. As today also, when a person is being executed in those countries where you have the death penalty, then they give a person his last wish. So he says, do you have any last wish? Now look at the sahaba ikram. Look what was their desire and what did they find comfort in. He says, إِن شِئْتُمْ أَن تَتْرُكُونِي أَرْكَعُ رَكْعَتَيْنِ فَفْعَلُوا. That allow me to perform 2 rakats salah. That was his last wish, Hazrat Khubayb ibn Adi radiallahu anhu. So we find that the Sahaba ikram, the love that they had for Salah, we do not have it. Respected elders and brothers, if you look at the Ummah, then it brings a lot of pain on the heart. There is a very small percentage of the Ummah who is performing Salah, 5 times Salah in the Masjid. We find that if you look at the Ummah, they are falling in different categories. We have those who do not perform Salah at all. As I had mentioned initially in the Bayan, there are many Fuqaha who are of the opinion that that person who leaves out Salah intentionally, then he becomes a kafir. Of course, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi and many other fuqaha who are not of that opinion. However, we can see from this how important Salah is. Then we find in the Ummah, there are those who perform Salah once in a while. And then again, if you look at the Ummah, we find those who perform Salah 5 times a day, mashallah, but they're performing it at home. Again, warning for those persons. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a lot of love for the Ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a lot of love for the Ummah. If he saw the Ummah going through any difficulty, his Sahaba, his Kiram, his Ummah is going through any difficulty, it was very, very difficult upon him. He had a lot of mercy for the Ummah. But yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions with regards to those persons who perform the Salah at home, those menfolk who perform their Salah at home without a valid excuse. He said that it is my desire, the gist of that hadith, to gather the youngsters and go and burn their homes. But he said if it was not for the children and the women folk, then I would have done this. So again we find that we need to improve. And there are those who are performing the Salah 5 times a day, very, very fortunate in the masjid. Great glad tidings for those persons. Now we need to make a firm resolution, elders and brothers, that we bring Salah into our lives 5 times a day. We have absolutely no excuse. Salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions regarding Salah from the start of the Quran Sharif right till the end. Ahadith are filled with the importance of Salah. Then a person says he never read the Quran Sharif, he never saw the Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then who can deny 5 times a day the Muazzin is calling out, Hayya ala Salah, Hayya ala al-Falah. Come towards Salah, come towards success. Because that is true success. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the initial stages of the Quran Sharif, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. And then towards the end of that ayat, Allah says, وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. That those people who bring those qualities in their lives, and amongst those qualities is the establishment of Salah, then they are the ones who are successful. In another hadith, Allah Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa mentions that the key to Jannah is Salah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that that person who saves himself from the fire of Jahannam and gains entry into Jannah, then he is truly successful. So the Muazzin is calling out 5 times a day, Hayya ala Salah, Hayya ala al-Falah, come towards Salah, come towards success. Fajr time, he is saying, As-salatu khayrun min al-nawm. Salah is better than sleep. In a beautiful manner, he is calling us. Therefore, respected elders and brothers, if we want our lives to run successfully, then we need to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must remember that we are not doing a favor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of our ibadah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of our salah. Allah ta'ala is not in need of our worship. In a hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that, Ya ibadi, law anna awwalakum wa akhirakum wa insakum wa jinnakum كانوا على أتقى قلب رجل واحد منكم ما زاد ذلك في ملك شيئا. That, O my servants, if the first of you, last of you, man and jinn, from the time of Adam alayhi salam till the end of the creation, if all of you have to become most muttaqi, most pious, that will not increase my kingdom one bit. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of our a'mal. But if we will bring the salah in our lives, then we will find there will be success in our lives. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, that قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. That those mu'mineen are successful who have gained conviction, concentration in their salah. And therefore, respected elders and brothers, we need to make a firm resolution to bring the salah into our lives. Thereafter, we will find great success in our lives. If our salah will become correct, then we will find that all our a'mal and our actions will become correct. Look at the crowd now we see in Jum'ah. How we wish that for Fajr we could find the same crowd. But it is not impossible. Wallahi, if we find the same crowd for Fajr, we will see the Nusrat and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will coming. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, respected elders and brothers, It is now time for us to make amal. Bayans are good to listen to, but after the bayan, amal needs to be made. Therefore, each and every one of us need to make a firm resolution that we must establish salah in our lives first of all. Thereafter, in the lives of our children. In one ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ, that command your children, command your family towards salah. This is what we need to look, that our children, are they performing salah? In one hadith Sharif, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, مُرُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَهُمْ أَبْنَاءُ سَبْعٍ, that instruct your children to perform salah when they are 7 years of age. وَضْرِبُوهُمْ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ أَبْنَاءُ عَشْرٍ, and when they are 10 years old, then you can even beat them up. Of course, it does not mean that you must make them blue and black, mildly. But showing the importance of salah, that salah, if they leave out salah at 10 years old, then you must be very, very firm with them. Ensure that they are performing their salah, so that when they attain, they become of age, then salah will become part and parcel of their system. How fortunate are those people who can say that from the time they became baligh up till their present age, they have never missed out a salah in its time. And those of us who have missed salah, it is never too late. We need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make sincere tawbah. Those persons who have missed salah, then along with tawbah, they need to make up for those salah. Calculate the salah that you have missed. If it's 1 or 2 years, then work out which salah you were neglectful with. Usually Fajr and Asr salah. Then work out majority of the namazes were Fajr salah for 2 years. Some may be 3 years. Now obviously a person cannot perform 1 year salah in 2-3 days. So he will perform it gradually. With every farz salah, perform one qada salah. And make the niyyah that, Ya Allah, I am performing the first qada salah that I have missed. Or you can make the niyyah that I am performing the last qada salah that I have missed. And in this way, gradually. And if a person passes away in this state, then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. Because along with his tawbah, he made a firm resolution and he did some action towards it. And if a person missed 50 years of salah, then too it is not too late for him. Even if he starts now, he may never have hope of finishing those salah. But at least on the day of Qiyamah, he says, Ya Allah, I made tawbah and I started, I tried to make up for those salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very merciful. He will forgive that person. But it is essential for us to make up for those missed salah. Similarly, the fast that we have missed, we need to make up for those fasts that we have missed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of implementing this great pillar of Islam in our lives. And thereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us success in all our other departments. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.